Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. For those of you who are new here, I'm your host, Crystal Ray, and I am a certified health and fitness coach and Reiki master. I created this podcast to help bring you guys tips and tricks and share so much knowledge and inspiration from myself and others when it comes to improving your health, living a holistically healthy life, improving your mindset, helping you with exercise, all that wellness talk, you know? So today's episode is going to be sponsored by Crystal by Crystal, which is an Etsy shop that helps support you on your healing journey through crystal rings and bracelets, as well as an incredible self-awareness journal. You can check them out at www.crystalbycrystal.com. Today we're talking all about self-love. Okay, so before we get into it, what I want you to do right now, take your arms, extend them out in front of you, cross them over your body, grab your shoulders, and give yourself a hug. How often do we actually do this? How often do we actually love on ourselves, right? There's so many times where I feel like people think that self-love is being selfish. You know, as women especially, we have a lot of responsibilities and a lot of other people that we feel that we are responsible for and that we are taking care of. And we tend to put those people before ourselves. So when we have this idea of now taking care of our own health, a lot of times it feels really selfish and we feel guilty and we feel as if it's not okay. You know, we shouldn't be taking 5 minutes just to sit down and take a break, or we shouldn't be taking that bath, right? Instead, we should be doing something focused on other people. But for those of you who listen to Abraham Hicks, there's one video in particular that I heard of her recently, and she talks about this topic of self-love and self-care in a sense, and she's like, I'm totally not going to do it justice. You guys have to find it. But basically, in this video, what she's saying is that if somebody's saying to you, oh, you're selfish for taking care of yourself, you should be taking care of me instead. It's like, well, hold on, wait, like, I'm selfish for taking care of me, but you want me to take care of you? Who's really the selfish one here? Right? Like, let's put that into perspective. Eye-opening, right? Like, if I'm sitting here telling you to stop taking care of yourself because I want you to take care of me, no offense from where I sit, I'm kind of more selfish because I'm telling you to take care of me, making me be your focus. I know, when Abraham does it, it totally makes me chuckle. So if you can find that video, check it out. I'll see if I find it. I'll put it in the show description. But this idea of self-love and self-care, in order for us to really be able to support people in our lives, we have to make sure that we are not burning out. We have to make sure that we are recharging ourselves and refueling ourselves. And at the end of the day, we are energy. We are susceptible to other people's energy. We are capable of giving way too much energy. We're capable of having low energy or experiencing high energy, all these different things. And different activities do drain us. If we're surrounded by a lot of negativity, if we're eating foods that don't feel good and are full of sugar and aren't helping our body, if we're not drinking enough water, if we're not getting enough sleep, if we're running on caffeine, if we're having too much alcohol, if we're not exercising, if we are staying in a place of fear and worry and anxiety and letting that all brew, if we are giving too much energy to our job and not spending time on the things that we want to do, right? If we're starting to feel like we are not balanced in life, that is a indicator of, hey, I need to take a moment, take a step back and see what is it that is important to me in my life and what is it that I want to spend more time on. And keep in mind, every day this is going to change. And I totally get it. Like, we may not be able to take a bath every single day. I'm not capable of taking a bath every single day. But instead of thinking that you have to do something every day, I really want you just to start looking at it from a week's perspective. What is something that you're doing for yourself this week? One thing. Are you going to go ride your bike? Are you going to sit in the sun? Are you going to journal? Are you going to read your book? Are you going to like knit or play the piano or do a puzzle or I don't know. What are you going to do for you? Okay. And just start off there, especially if you have limited time, especially if you're taking care of a family and you're working crazy hours and you're just feeling really stressed. Just start with one thing this week. That's what you're doing for you. And then the more you can start to incorporate it, the better. I do want to talk with you guys about some things that you can do on a daily basis that can help you. That will be quick, okay? So some things you can do for your health and your self-care is just drink more water, okay? You're showing your body that you love it by providing it with the nutrients that it needs. And on that note, of course, eating healthier foods is going to be helping in that way too. Do your best, one meal, whatever it is that you can do, but just start to do something with the intent that you're doing this to take care of yourself. It's that intention that's going to matter. Getting outside for a few minutes, getting in the sun, that is a wonderful self-love activity. For a lot of people, it's drinking a cup of coffee in the morning or a cup of matcha tea, that ceremonious aspect of it. I personally do self-Reiki. As a Reiki practitioner in general, I'm capable of providing my own body with healing and connecting into that energy of Reiki and opening myself up to my spiritual connection. Of course, if you're not a Reiki practitioner, don't worry. One, I can help you if you want to become one, but two, you can just meditate. You could just take 5 minutes to meditate. And if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, then you'll know that every night at 8 o'clock, I jump on and invite you into my house to meditate with me for 5 minutes. That'll just help you with calming and stillness, and it is a wonderful self-care practice. Joe Dispenza talks all the time about how you're capable of healing your body through meditation. It is so incredibly powerful. You can also journal if you have the time on a daily basis. So I want you to think about activities that take you a minute or 2 minutes. Something else that I do, I play Candy Crush and I like color on my phone. Those are two self-care activities that make me smile. And that I like, and it just takes me a few minutes, right? You can like play Candy Crush while you're laying in bed going to sleep, or like if you're going to use the bathroom, I don't know. You know, it's just about finding ways to do that. If you really love watching animal videos of like cute little puppies or kittens or like whatever, then take a few minutes out of your day to do that. It's just about taking breaks. And I guess, you know, that's really the whole point when it comes to self-care and self-love. It's allowing yourself to enjoy the moment of life. Rather than being in that state of all the time, go, 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 rush, get this done, fixate on this, go to that. It's like, let's just take a pause. As my boyfriend would say, let's take a beat. Take a deep breath and think of, in this moment, what's going to make me feel good right now? And the beauty of feeling good is that the more we take care of our health, the more we show up for ourselves, as I mentioned before, we're going to be able to show up for others so much better. We're going to be able to be there for our family in ways that they've never experienced us before. Be actually present with them, be excited and joyful with them, be energized, be able to run around, be able to hold space if they need us to, whatever it is, right? The more we take care of ourselves, the better we're going to be for them. And so if that mindset, if that thought helps you to practice self-care more, then please run with that. But overall, my goal is to just help you live a more holistically healthy life, help you get into this flow of life, help you to just trust in the universe and trust in what is and what is happening for you and coming to you, and be open to all possibilities and know that every week, every few days, or every day, you are cultivating a mindset that is for your highest and greatest good and is in your best interest, and you're doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, because you understand that in this lifetime, you have this one body and you are here to do important work. And in order for you to be able to do that work in the world, you have to take care of yourself first. I think that's a pretty powerful note to end on. So I'm not going to keep diving into this. I can clearly talk us around in circles and circles saying the same thing over again. But just know that you deserve to take care of yourself. And self-care is a beautiful thing. Self-love is a wonderful thing. And if you ever have those moments where you're judging yourself or you're critiquing yourself, I tend to have them often at times, depending on where I am in my monthly cycle, you know, certain weeks get a little bit different than others. But when you're having a hard time remembering the love inside of you or around you, I just want you to take your hands and put them on your heart and feel your heart beating. And then notice that your hand is rising and falling with every breath that you're taking that you're not consciously thinking about taking. Recognize that your body loves you and is operating and living for you without you having to tell it to do that. And so then just feel your heart again and recognize that, hey, I have love right here. And then really just start feeling the love inside of you and thinking about all the people that you love and that love you and the feeling of love and allow it to expand. And if you cry, that's a beautiful thing. Crying is always a wonderful release. If you guys ever want more tips on self-love or self-care, definitely follow me on Instagram and Facebook or sign up for my email list. I post a lot of different content everywhere and on YouTube. So there's different things in different places, but I typically always come back to this idea of taking care of ourselves. Because as a coach, it is my goal to help you live a holistically healthy life for you in whatever ways that means for you. And so I want to keep teaching you guys ways to boost your immune system, take care of your body, take care of your mental health, all of those things, because it matters. We need you here. We need you to do the work that you're here to do. And the world is so abundant and it's so beautiful. So on that note, I hope you take a moment today to do something for you that you love. And if there's anybody in your life that could use this reminder, please send this podcast episode over to them so that they can listen to it as well. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave a review on this podcast and just keep sharing it with other people. Help me get this message out there to other people. I would appreciate that so much. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you. And until next time.